So children in rural areas like here in the Hunter Valley are needing more support for their mental health and at a younger age. This is according to paediatric mental health specialist Dr. Josephine Anderson, consultant child and adolescent psychiatrist and clinical director at children's health charity Royal Far West. And Josie joins me on the line right now. Josie, how are you this morning?
I'm well, thanks, Andrew.
Why do kids need more support for their mental health and at a young age?
So we know that it's most common that mental health disorders of all kinds occur in young people. So 75% of mental health problems occur before the age of 25 and 50% occur before the age of 15. So this isn't just a problem of older people. This is actually a problem of young people. And particularly anxiety disorders, which are probably the commonest problems with mental health in children, are also the commonest in the whole population. So that can start really early. So getting in early with problems that children may have with anxiety or their behaviour, particularly if that gets in the way of them enjoying school, enjoying their relationships with their peers and getting on with their teachers, we know that getting in early can actually make a real difference.
Josie, I think we can fully appreciate why kids would be anxious in 2020, especially here in the Hunter Valley. They've been dealing with drought over the last several years. And of course, with COVID-19, their parents would be feeling the pressure and then that anxiety would go on to the kids too, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. All of those, as you say, is understandably anxiety provoking. But when we think, there's also kind of flow on effects from that.
Mm.
Drought, for example, often causes really real financial difficulties for family. And that actually has an effect on kids too when they see their parents worried about how they're going to pay their bills. If there's unemployment, as of course, you know, there came with COVID an increase in unemployment, particularly in the bush. And again, that has an influence not just on parents, but on the family as a whole. And it's really important to understand that kids will develop anxiety problems not only because sometimes, you know, people in the family generally are worriers, you know, there's a bit of a genetic loading for it, but also they can develop it because there's anxiety in their parents. And kids very carefully watch and are very sensitive to their parents when things aren't going well for them.
So what sort of intervention is required to help the kids in these circumstances?
So there's a range of interventions, and it's probably best to kind of think about it in a stepped sort of approach. So for anybody who can access the internet, there are a range of evidence-based interventions, some of which have been developed here in Australia, like Tuning Into Kids or Positive Parenting Program. And these really help parents to understand not only your normal average child's behaviour, but also to pick up when children might be feeling difficulty in their interactions at home and at school, and that being manifest in various kinds of ways, such as anxiety symptoms or problems. Problems sometimes with becoming a bit more childlike, perhaps bedwetting or, you know, thumb sucking when they hadn't done that for ages, can often be an indication that, that kids are struggling. So that's a good thing to start with.
Yeah.
And then I think it's important for people, though, to realise that try that out. And if that doesn't work or doesn't seem to be helping sufficiently, don't hesitate to go and seek help from your general practitioner, because they have access to a range of health professionals, including psychology and mental health social work, which can be provided these days via telehealth to people in the bush, very effectively, actually. Surprisingly, the feedback from people with when we had to go, you know, almost entirely to telehealth at Royal Far West, for example, feedback from bush families was absolutely, this was not as good as face-to-face, but certainly a great deal better than nothing and could be very helpful.
It's certainly a tough time for mums and dads, and the kids should not be forgotten out here in the Hunter in particular. Dr. Josie Anderson, thank you very much for your time from the Royal Far West today.
Thanks very much, Andrew. It's a pleasure.